Well, one Sunday morning, Father Murphy was in rare form in his parish in Ireland preaching hell, fire, and brimstone. He said to the congregation, "All of you who want to go to heaven, stand up." And the whole congregation stood up. Then he said, "Okay, good, now sit down." Then he says, "All of you who want to go to hell, stand up." And one little fellow, Riley, in the back row, stood up. And Father Murphy says, "Riley, you want to tell me truly that you really want to go to hell?" Riley says, "No, not really, Father, but I hated to see you standing there all by yourself." Today's gospel is called the Parable of the Rich Man and Lazarus. It's really all about heaven and hell. So it has a lot of interesting details. First, it says Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day. Scripture says that the Pharisees were very greedy. They loved money. And, of course, their mentality was that if you had money and good health, you were blessed by God. If you were sick or poor, you must not be blessed by God. That was the wrong mentality. So Jesus gives us this parable describing a very rich and wealthy man who goes to hell and a poor, sick beggar who goes to heaven. And see, first we see them on earth, and then the scene cuts to heaven and hell, where we see them in the next life. Again, very powerful story that Jesus tells us today. And he describes this rich man. It says he dressed in purple garments and fine linen. Now, if you study and look up about purple garments in biblical times, purple was a very rare dye that came from Phoenicia. It came from snails that were only found in Tyre in Phoenicia, modern-day Lebanon. And this dye was so valuable, it was more expensive than gold. That's how expensive it was, and anybody that was royalty, like kings and queens, they would dye their clothes in this very expensive purple dye to show how rich they were. So this rich man obviously was quite rich to be able to dress in purple garments. Nowadays, all the dyes are the same cost. None of these dyes are more expensive anymore, but back then it was a real high standard of living. In fact, as a kid, my favorite color actually was purple when I was a kid. I think that's because I grew up watching Donnie and Marie, and that was Donnie's favorite color was purple, so I guess I had to do that. But anyway, he dressed in fine linen and he feasted every day. Every day was like Thanksgiving. So much food on the table that the scraps were just overflowing and falling off the table. Well, at the portico, and these were open porticos, and people could sometimes sit out there, beggars, and could sit outside in a porch or a portico and look in and see this big feast. And Jesus says there was a man out there called Lazarus. What's interesting is that out of all the Lord's parables, this is the only time where Jesus ever named somebody in a parable. It's the only time he ever gives somebody a name. And you'll see in a few moments why he does that. The name was Lazarus. The name in Hebrew means God is our helper. God is our help and salvation. Poor Lazarus had no family, obviously no friends, it seems. His body was covered with sores. Maybe he had obviously some sort of a disease, so he had lost all his money, his family. He had lost his health. And he was so hungry that he would look in and he was hungry for the scraps that just fell from the rich man's table that the dogs would eat. In fact, even the dogs will come out and lick Lazarus and lick his sores. And again, this was the lowest of the low, because the word dog here is not referring to the cute household puppies that we have in our homes. This was referring to the scavenger dogs that roam the trash heaps and the streets of Jerusalem. And so these were unclean dogs. Well, it says they both died. And death will come to us all. Death is a big equalizer. Whether somebody's worth $20 billion or $5, both will die. The rich and the poor will die. Death is the big equalizer. The poor man, Lazarus, dies, and obviously it seems he was very close to God, because the angels came down and carried his soul to heaven. Scripture calls it the bosom of Abraham, or being placed in the arms of Abraham. He's now at the heavenly banquet, and he's eating the heavenly food and drink. Now the rich man also died, and he goes to a place of torment. The word in Greek is Hades, which we get the word hell from that. So he's suffering in the fires of hell. And he looks up and he can see at a far distance Abraham holding Lazarus in his arms. And he says, "Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to bring me a drink of water." Not even just a cup of water, just have him dip his finger in water to cool my tongue. Abraham responds, "I'm sorry, you received all those blessings during your lifetime, whereas Lazarus received all those bad things. He's now in heaven, perfectly happy, fulfilled. You are tormented. And besides that, there's a great chasm, like a Grand Canyon between us, and no one can pass from one side to another. Nobody can go from heaven to help somebody in hell. Nobody can leave hell to get into heaven." Well, how does the rich man respond? He says, "Well, if I can't do anything for myself, at least if Lazarus can't come to me to comfort me, have Lazarus go back from the dead and appear to my five brothers, because they've been living the same kind of life I've been living, and so then they won't wind up in this place of torment." How does Abraham respond to that? He says, "Your brothers have Moses and the prophets." In other words, they have the Bible. They have divine revelation. They know what the Old Testament says about caring for the poor and following the commandments. He says, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." The rich man says, "No, Father Abraham, that will not get them to repent. But if somebody comes back from the dead, then they'll be converted. Then they will repent." But then Abraham says very sobering words. If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, if they don't see what's in the Bible, neither will they be persuaded, even if somebody should rise from the dead. And here's the reason why Jesus gave the poor man the name of Lazarus. Because Jesus did raise a man named Lazarus from the dead. And Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, and Jesus raised him from the dead. And still, because of the hardness of the hearts, many of those religious leaders, the scribes and Pharisees, would not believe, even though they saw a dead man come back to life. And then at the resurrection, Jesus himself would rise from the dead, and yet still, they would not believe. They even told lies and saying that they paid off the guards and paid off Pontius Pilate, as if, you know, we will cover this up. And so still, the hardness of heart, even though Lazarus and Jesus himself were raised from the dead. So what should we learn from this very powerful story from the Lord? Well, first of all, there is a heaven, there is a hell. Death will come to us all. And where we go is determined by how we live our life. If we've loved God and loved others. And that after death, there is no chance of conversion or repentance after death. And notice that we're not judged on sins of merely commission. We're judged on sins of omission, of things we did not do. And notice that the rich man never went out and beat up Lazarus. He never kicked him. He never treated him badly. He just ignored him. He just turned his back against the one in need. And so that's a very powerful thing. How do we treat the Lazarus at our gate, the unborn baby that needs protection from our laws, the elderly in the nursing home, the people that are in the hospital and prisons, the poor that are in need? Do we turn our back to them, or do we help Lazarus at the gate? I'll just conclude by reading this passage from Pope John Paul II. He came to Yankee Stadium October 2nd, 1979. In fact, in a couple of days, it'll be 40 years ago that he gave this talk. What does he say? And he makes a good point. He says, the rich man was not condemned because of his riches, because riches can be used to help people. He was condemned because of his selfishness, his total lack of concern for anybody but himself. The Pope says, was the rich man condemned because he had riches? Because he abounded in earthly possessions? Because he dressed in purple and linen and feasted sumptuously every day? No, I would not say it was for that reason. The rich man was condemned because he did not pay attention to the other man, because he failed to take notice of Lazarus, the person who sat at his door and who longed to eat the scraps from his table. Nowhere does Christ condemn the possession of earthly goods as such. Instead, he pronounces very harsh words against those who use their possessions in a selfish way, without paying attention to the needs of others. And then the Pope concludes his powerful sermon. We cannot stand idly by, enjoying our own riches and freedom, if at any place the Lazarus of the 20th century stands at our doors. In the light of the parable of Christ, riches and freedom are a blessing. They're a special responsibility. Riches and freedom create a special obligation. And so in the name of the solidarity that binds us all together in a common humanity, I again proclaim the dignity of every human person. The rich man and Lazarus are both human beings, both of them equally created in the image and likeness of God, both of them equally redeemed by Christ, and at a great price, the price of his precious blood.